Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, baby girl, look a here, sweet thing. My heart is dancing on the wall from your loving. Girl, I just can't deny. You got me caught up in your sensual vibe. More than a diamond, more valuable than a pearl. Got me back in the game. I thought I was through, and I owe it all to you. Close my heart and let nobody in. But you came along at a time when I was looking for no one. After all, you showed me I needed someone. But with you, I let down my guard. No reason to hold up a wall. No, 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 not so far. You came in my life when I needed you the most. Look for a glass of love.
Public service announcement. If you feeling this vibe, I need y'all to listen up right now. Listen up and do exactly as I tell you. Come on. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hey ladies, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey ladies, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey fellas, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey fellas, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor.
Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss, your host for this evening. Experience the captivating, creative sounds of vocalist spoken word artist Laurie. Laurie recently released an album, Poetic Love, is indeed soothing to the soul. Everyone, welcome Laurie D. Williams. Hello, Laurie, Mr. Edwards. Mr. Edwards.
How you doing, man? You renamed me there.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Edwards.
No problem, man. Glad to be here. Glad to be on the show.
So tell everyone a little bit briefly about yourself, how you got started in singing and getting involved in the music industry.
Well, of course, my name is Laurie D. Edwards, Jr. I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. My father, he inspired me the most. He's a gospel musician, Laurie Edwards Sr. My mother, eventually later on in life, she was always a writer, but I've gotten a lot of my writing skills from her. And I started singing in school, middle school. It got me through a lot of stress and, you know, semi-depression, you know, coming up as a youth. And I eventually did talent shows. I also went as far as to obtain a bachelor's degree in music from Norfolk State University. I've done countless shows from here in New York to Virginia to D.C. to Atlanta. I've opened up for Johnny Houston, the late, great Johnny Houston. I've opened up for J.J. from Good Times. I can't think of his real name right now. And John Witherspoon. I've also opened up for Jaguar Wright. It's just been a great ride. You know, I've won some awards. I'm a two-time Spoken Word Billboard Award winning Best Male Vocalist, Caliwood Indie Artist of the Year that I won in L.A. I'm also a member of an organization called POET, People of Extraordinary Talent, which is headed up by Black Ice, an extraordinary poet and artist in his own right. I'll give the rest shouts later. They're probably listening. But, you know, I just started at 7 years old. You know, I just found that to be stress relieving. And I've always, you know, created music. I always wanted to do anything musical. You know, I'll drop everything just to, like, you know, just to do what it is I do. So, you know, it's been for years. And like I said, the ride has been phenomenal. I've been blessed to have won 5 Independent Artist Awards in 5 of the major markets, New York, Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. And it's been an amazing ride, you know. Still getting better and working on new material. There's more I could say, but that'll be a whole day. So that's a brief synopsis of what, you know, Larry D. Edwards is about.
Well, I hope you can sit for an hour and talk with me. Because we all want to get to know who you are. You have a voice that's so intriguing and almost reminds of us all of Luther Vandross. Has anybody ever told you that?
I've gotten that a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a hell of an honor to be compared to a vocal giant such as Luther Vandross. I've always admired his style. So when someone says that, I mean, yes, it is flattering. But, you know, I just don't want to get, you know, too caught up in the vibe where, you know, you have to try to match their success. You know, I still want to shine for who I am. But if it's reminiscent of Luther or whoever, hey, I'll take it. I mean, it's a hell of a compliment, and hopefully I'm on the right path.
Right.
You know?
So you have this new album. When did it get released?
Well, actually, it's not new. I'm actually working on an EP called Love Anthems, which there's a song I believe that you have that you're going to play that's going to be coming from that. But Poetic Love, I released that in 2009. There's a song I had called Average Brother, which won me a couple of awards and charted on some internet radio stations, and was a really lovable song. My mother created a little bio video for it. It really touched a lot of people. But Poetic Love is basically based on a story, a relationship between a man and a woman and their love for poetry and music. And each song breaks down their different adventures and their different outings with each other. And it was all based around, you know, their love for the adventures of music and poetry and life. And, you know, during the time when I was dealing with a particular someone, they had told me, why don't I, you know, format the CD that way. So that's basically, it's an off-brand version of the movie Brown Sugar a little bit.
Yeah, wow. You are a smooth brother. You know that? You are bad. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, the soundtrack I played, Falling in Love, when did it come out? When was it released? And how did you come up with the title of this song?
Well, the funny thing, and I'll be truthful, it was released a couple of years ago just as a single for promotional use only. And I was in the studio one day, and a partner of mine had let me hear this track, and it was a concept, you know, by shouts out to Rail Entertainment. They're the ones that produced the track. But I heard it, and I heard the concept. the chorus was already kind of written out, and I heard it. I was like, wow, I want to do something with this. And I wrote it, and it just felt really cool. And then I had to go back because someone was asking me, hey, that track sounds familiar. And I researched it. I was like, this does sound familiar. And come to find out, the original track was Atlantic Stars. I think it was Love Comes Down in 1982.
Wow.
So at first I was going to say, nah, I'm not doing that, you know. and then, because I was about to scrap the whole session. And then I heard it, and I'm like, you know what? This could be a tribute to old school R&B, even though I don't like that term. But I said, why don't I do this as somewhat of a tribute to feel good music, you know? You know, do it in my way and, you know, get people reminiscing, you know, about being with your family and having fun and, you know what I'm saying, not being stressed out and things of that nature.
Wow. You got me in a zone here. My mind's going a million things a minute. Will you have any videos contributing from some of the new singles that you have out?
We're working on that as we speak. We are working on, you know, producing and mixing and mastering the new EP entitled Love Anthems. I'm going to have a release date soon, and we're formatting a video for that. My mother actually did a little fun video for Falling in Love. She's always playing around on the computer and messing around with my song. She put it on YouTube, and it got pretty good views and a good response. So it's one to that. But definitely I'm going to have a more formatted version to my newer album that's about to come. So we can't wait for that, you know.
All right. Do I have a caller that just called in? Please say your name and go ahead and speak, please. Hello? Well, I guess they're not going to speak. Mr. Edwards, mm-hmm. What is your ultimate desire that you want people to get out in your music?
Well, I just want people to love again, you know, people to have fun again. You know, I want to, and when I say love, I don't just mean in a relationship type way. I just want people to be able to come together, have fun, have their mind at ease, know that, you know, we all deal with these things called life and, you know, stress and all that. And I want my type of music to, you know, when you sit down, you can, you know, if you want to have a beverage or, you know, just relax and read a book or, you know, get a massage, that's the type of audience that I like to, you know, attract. You know, I want people to understand that there's a sense of togetherness that I want to bring through my music, old school, new school. Let's just have school. You know, I'm really tired of all these divisions with music, and everyone has to put things in a category and things of that nature. So, you know, I just want that to be my forefront, what I stand for.
Right. So where are you calling from, may I ask?
I'm calling from New York, Bronx, New York. That's where I reside now.
Okay.
So I'm just moved up here from Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago. And like I said, I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. So I traveled, you know, throughout the years. You know, I've taught school. I've done radio broadcasting, you know, and I've also, you know, done customer service along with my musical endeavors. I'm also a spoken word poet as well. So, you know, it's a charm to life, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Well, we have a caller.
Okay.
Caller, go ahead. Say your name. Speak. Go ahead.
Hello. My name is Analog Soul. How are you guys tonight?
All right. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. I called to support my POET brother, Laurie. You know, say I'm proud of him. Tell him congratulations. And I'm looking forward to even more from him.
Oh, man. Thank you. Analog Soul is a very talented poet and singer in her own right.
Oh, wow.
We're going to call her. She's based in Chicago, so she can speak for herself. But I just had to pick up my sister. She's always supportive, and I can't wait for us to, you know, be Fire Night together on the stage.
All
much
right.
Much love to the organization. Yeah. Much love.
Yes, yes.
I just got to laugh every time I hear it. You know, so
it seems so warming to see family speaking to each other and collaborating on business together. It's so warming. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. All right. So, Laurie, are you doing any performances, any upcoming performances, any cities coming?
Oh, yeah. I had slowed down to, you know, finish my EP, but I will be, matter of fact, someone might be calling in about this. I'm going to do a big show here in Harlem, New York by the new year. So we're setting that up. I'm going to do a 6-song set at Harlem Nights with host Lalinda Michelle, another talented singer. That's going to be in January. Also, I will be performing within the coming weeks at Red Lobster right next to the Apollo. They have a set there, and it's called Speak Your Mind. I'm going to have a set there as well. So we're cultivating shows for the new year right now, especially in Chicago and Atlanta. So they're getting cultivated right now. So I've taken, after endless grinding and performing, I've taken a little step off to, you know, make sure that I finish, put the finishing touches on the EP. But by the new year, it's gonna be on Chicago, New York, you name it, LA even, is coming up. So yeah, just stay tuned. Stay on my page.
So can you tell the audience out there how can they catch up to you? Your website information, or if you're on any social sites online, please give that information. Go ahead.
Good and plenty. Well, first, of course, I'm on Facebook. Laurie, L-A-R-I-E, D. Edwards. You can, L-A-R-I-E, D. Edwards on Facebook. And you can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/soul, S-O-U-L of Laurie. You can listen to my music pages on reverbnation.com/Laurie. And you can purchase my album, Poetic Love, if you want. It's at www.laurie.bandcamp.com. I'm also on SoundCloud, Laurie D as Laurie D. Edwards. I'm all over the place. I'm also on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, Laurie Edwards Music on YouTube. So, you know, I'm all over the place. I'm Googleable. You can find me, you know. So, yeah, that's where you can go.
Thank you for that information. I will let you mention it again later on during the show. Let's talk about a couple of these songs. The one, Poetic Love, is out in and circulating right now. Tell us a little bit of story with it. I know it has some type of story with it.
Well, real life story. Actually,
yeah.
Poetic Love is basically a poem that I wrote. And I basically was, you know, writing it as a poem. And just someone was like, why don't you, turn it into a song? And it just felt good. Of course, you know, we all have thoughts of love and loving that special someone. But, you know, when I heard what it could be, I collaborated with a producer. I don't know if you're familiar with the famous go-go musician in Washington, D.C. by the name of Chuck Brown, who is a legend.
Yes.
One of his producers, Glenn Ellis, actually produced the song. And it just came from out of nowhere. It was just feeling, you know, emotions of, you know, during that time, you know, I guess, you know, I thought I was in love, I guess, but But it just came out in the studio. It was just more of a poem, and then it just turned into a song, and it just took on a life of its own.
All right. Well, I'm getting ready to spin this song, and you stay right there. Anyone that wants to call on the show, feel free to talk with Laurie Edwards at 657-383-0771. And I am your host for this evening, Lady Diva. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Marvelous, beautiful, amazing, special, sensual, loving, enchanting, so delighting. My words for you. This is for all that you do. You are my diamond in the rough. Yeah, yeah. You are the meaning of love. Wouldn't trade you for nothing in this world. I'm so glad that you're my girl. Nothing compares.
Caller that just clicked in. Caller, go ahead and say your name. Go ahead. Okay. Well, Laurie, I would like to ask you, have you done any community events with the schools?
I think they said hello.
Oh, hello? Hello? Okay. As I'm going to say my question again, have you done any community events there in your city where you live at for schools or any charity events with your singing?
I've done fundraisers. I opened up for the Delphonics Review at a school where they were having fundraisers for, you know, school activities for the kids. I also did a community outreach performance in Washington, D.C. For, you know, a youth movement that was going on down there. So, yeah, you know. And, yeah, I've done quite a few. Matter of fact, I've done some community service events with the organization I belong to, Poet. People of extraordinary talent. They've done raids around the cities of Chicago where they will handpick certain poets or artists to come perform at different fundraisers and events throughout the city. And I've done that once or twice. So, yes, I have.
It seems that you have kept yourself humble through all of your success. I would like to know how you develop the mindset to stay grounded and humble.
Well, I mean, I owe a lot of that to my parents, you know, all that of my background. you know, like most young men or young inner city men grow up, you know, we had church, you know, to keep us in line. You know, there were times when, yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, any young black male, I could have strayed and went the wrong way. But I think my background and different challenges I had as a youth and different experiences that I've had throughout life have, you know, humbled me to the point where I know better. You know, I understand that, you know, what needs to be done. You know, I understand that, you know, you only get one life, and you can't live your life being arrogant, disrespectful, or not appreciating what, you know, the Creator has done for you, and not appreciating the people around you that love you. You know, because once you get to that level, as they say, the same people that you see on your way up will be the same people that you see going back down. And I just do music because I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I love the arts. You know, it's more of a stress reliever for me. It's nothing to get arrogant about, you know, because everybody has some sort of talent. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, whether you sing, dance, rap, or do hair, you're a comedian, radio host, everybody has a talent that they tap into. But one thing I do find is, when you're dealing with a lot of people who don't understand that, you know, they tend to treat you a little differently, you know, because when you're pursuing an art form like music, you know, there's always these expectations or these stereotypes that people put in their heads, and they tend to treat you a certain way.
Yeah.
I can't put my finger on it, but, you know, either they act, you know, either they put you on some type of pedestal or they try to brown nose you to make you feel less than because it's something that they're not doing and you shouldn't be doing it either, you know. So, you know, I'm dealt with that.
I've dealt with it too, Laurie Edwards. I've dealt with it too. And you're doing right. You're doing right. And I'm glad you brought that out. You know, whatever skill or talent you have to be comfortable of who you are. Love yourself for who you are and what you're becoming. And you bloom into something very beautiful for those that accept you for who you are. You know,
yeah.
And I accept you for who you are. And I love your music. I love your voice. Oh, my goodness. I would love to ask you to sing, please.
Oh, of course.
Please.
Yeah, definitely. Let me see. Let me see what I'm going to go. All right, here we go. Let me get the phone out.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that sometimes comes true. And I know tomorrow will be the same, 'cause we got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll share tomorrow together. I'll always love you forever.
Oh, that is my favorite song. How did you know? I'm cheesing from ear to ear. Oh my gosh.
I
love it.
Out that.
Oh my gosh. You sung it so beautiful. Caller, go ahead and speak. Caller, go ahead and speak.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. You can
hello?
Hear me?
Hello? Yes, we can.
Yes.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just let it, Larry.
Hey, I know who it is. I know your voice, all these years.
Big, I see they got one of the finest poets on here on this radio station.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All
that
right.
That is my sister.
Yes, I remember when he first started, man. We go a long, we go 20 years back with this. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my road dog, man. She's
talented
poet.
And I'm way down here in Virginia, and he all the way out there, and I'm going to keep in touch with him. I'm going to make sure everybody out here remembers him, knows him, and trust me, he plays his music and love him to death.
Oh,
he can't
man.
Wait
that's
to see you come down
that's
here and do
tough.
A show or something.
Oh,
yeah.
I am. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. And I'm going to say something, man. She is one I could truly call this person my sister, you know what I mean? Because not only is she a talented person herself, I mean, and for those people that know, if you ever come to Richmond, Virginia, you need your hair braided, you need to hit Nettie up. You know what I'm
what's
saying?
What's her name?
Bad half. Her name is Juanetta Baskerville, but she goes by Nettie. Oh, I didn't mean to give you government name. But,
oh, you all right. It's okay.
I was putting the cock in. But her name is Juanetta Baskerville. Go. She has her own salon. She used to braid my hair when I used to have hair. And she took care of me. But she's been an always avid supporter, great artist, always picking me up, always sharing my stuff, always been, like, supportive. This person also was there through the birth of my, you know, son. You know, for the birth of my daughter, my first child, she was there. So, yeah, it's really, really great, you know?
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I want y'all to have a good day. Love you. We love you down here.
Love y'all too. At home. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Peace and blessings, y'all.
Peace and blessings. Thank you.
All right. Yes, thank you.
All right, Laurie. I'm going to try to you still can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear
all
you.
Right. Okay. That was very nice, you singing. And you're in the studio?
No, I'm not in the studio. I'm walking through the hallway.
Oh,
get to a quiet spot.
Yeah, get a quiet. Yeah, please get a quiet spot.
Yeah, you know, it's really, really involved. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just a lot of background noise. I have no control over. Let me know when you're in a quiet spot so we can continue, please.
Okay. Now I'm in a quiet spot.
All right. I have a young curious mind that wants to know, what church belong to, and where is the church, what city and state church that you sung choir in?
Well, my grandfather, James Andrews, he had pastored Narrowway Baptist Church. However, I've sung at a lot of churches. I never really had the need or felt the need to become a member of a church, because the way
okay.
I saw it was, you know, my father, he played in different churches, so, you know, I just went. You know, I didn't really think that really mattered, you know, but I was in choirs. I was in the Norfolk State Gospel Choir for a while, and before then I would just sing, you know, hymns in church a lot, you know, go around the city and sing a lot of hymns in the church. But, you know, that's a part of my background, you know, that is a part of, you know, what I have done to influence my music. But, you know, becoming a member was never something that I thought that was important.
Okay. The second question is, have you ever played a musical instrument growing up?
You know what? I actually tried to play piano like my father. I was getting somewhere with it, but I just didn't have the patience to sit down because I'm a hyper. You know, I like to move around, especially when I sing. So whatever my father did on the keyboard, you know, on the piano, I wanted to do with my voice. So mostly I got most, you know, of my singing and arrangement skills from him and going to Norfolk State University and honing my craft. But I'm mostly a writer and arranger and vocal producer, and I can tell the musician note-wise and things that I, you know, whatever rhythm I want them to play. But to just stand in one spot, I mean, I got so much respect for them because I just can't do it. You know, it would probably, you know, I often think that's why Stevie Wonder, why he moves his head the way he does, because I think he wants to get up, you know. So, you know what I mean? So I kind of feel, you know, stagnated. But it one day I think I'll revisit, you know.
Okay. And I would like to ask you, what is your future aspirations in the music industry? You know, what is your desire? What do you seek to accomplish?
I would love to win a Grammy, to be honest. But what I have a very multifaceted goal. I don't just want to end up just being an artist. You know, I would like to run my own company, you know, as far as publishing, you know, help other artists. I would like to get involved in acting. You know, I would also like to be a behind-the-scenes person, too, as far as creating and developing other careers and, you know, eventually get back into radio broadcasting. But I'm just going to go wherever it takes me and wherever it leads me, I'm fine with, because at the end of the day, I enjoy it. So, you know, your success I might not ever win a Grammy. Who cares? You know, I'm having fun doing what I'm doing. Seem to be reaching out to people that are enjoying what I'm doing, and that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So, talking about Grammy, if you ever are invited to do a performance on the Grammys and you are to sing on stage with some of the R&B artists, who would you wish to sing? What group of artists that are your favorites you wish to be on stage with together?
Man. Oh, R. Kelly, Jill Scott, Mary J. Blige, Anita Baker, Patti LaBelle, Gerald LaVert, if he was living, Tyrese, even, you know, people I know been making fun of him, but I mean the guy is still a dope artist.
They still have good voices. They still got good talent and skills. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So probably a whole plus. Probably a whole. If it was up to me, it'd be a whole choir full of people. Sting, Phil Collins, Huey Lewis in the News. I mean, my music would taste very mint condition. I probably try to make a whole corral, you know, if it was me.
Yeah. So as a kid growing up singing at a very young age, who was your favorite artist?
Oh man. My favorite
just name a couple.
Donny Hathaway was my favorite.
Oh.
Even though he was a little bit before my time.
Yeah.
I can finally admit this. I used to sneak Donny Hathaway records out of my parents' house, you know, and take them to school or you know, have a teacher play it. You know, I was, because at the time, you know, I was, you know, behind his time, but I always liked R&B, you know. I liked hip-hop and rap and stuff like that, but I was always a kid that loved your Freddie Jacksons, your the Barges, you know, Keith Sweat, you know, just the guy, Teddy Riley, that whole New Jack era. But Donny Hathaway, it was just something about his voice, something about his arrangements, and it was like, man, him, that was like... and I also liked Will Downing, but Donny Hathaway.
Right.
Donny Hathaway was my favorite.
Right. Hello. Go ahead and speak, please. Say your name.
Samantha.
Hello.
We're calling from Washington D.C.
What up, Sam?
Hi, my darling.
I'm good. Thank you. This is also, matter of fact, this is the. Is a great friend of mine, colleague, co-worker. She does a lot of community service work in the Washington, D.C. area, and she actually had me come down and perform at an event that she was doing for the youth going to attending school in her program. So when you asked that question earlier, it's funny, she popped right up, but yeah.
All right, okay. Caller, you can say your name and go ahead and speak, please.
My name is LaLinda. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, how is everybody doing?
All right, thank you for calling on the show.
Yes, 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 I had to call in, definitely.
So, do you have any words for Lori Edwards?
Lori Edwards is my Luther Vandross.
I heard that.
Yes, yes, he is my Luther. That's what I call him. He's my Luther.
All right.
Honored to have called in to show him some love because he is just an amazing singer and an amazing person with an amazing heart.
Aww.
So I had definitely call in, yes.
Thank you. And tell him, you going to tell him about the show?
Well, I have a show. It's two things I'm going to say. I do have an indie artist showcase on December 10th for all indie artists. It's $20 for a slot. You do two of your favorite songs, and the stage is yours. This is what it's called.
Yeah.
But I also have something very, very special coming up in January. Not only is it my birthday month, but we have my Luther featuring on that show.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And it's going to be, I mean, I don't even think the ladies are going to be ready. I'm not even going to get into the details of what he's going to do, but I know he has so much up his sleeve, it's going to be insane.
Well, you need to give us some more details and how our audience out here and our fans that are listening,
okay,
how they can plug into this event. Where can we find this online?
Okay. I'm on Instagram. My Instagram name is Lala, L-A-L-A underscore Michelle underscore Sings. and I can be reached there. I'm on Facebook under Michelle Long, and I can be reached there. And all the information is definitely on Instagram. Now, it's located in Harlem, right in the heart of Harlem on 7th Avenue. And I'm now getting everything together for the December show, which is on December 10th, the second Sunday in the month. So if there is an indie artist that's listening, that wants exposure, that even wants to just see how their song will, the audience will react to their music, I suggest you come down to Harlem Nights, December 10th, and the stage is yours.
Wow.
And especially in January, for my birthday bash, and my Luther Vandross is going to be there.
Yeah,
oh,
shoot.
Okay.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I mean, it's gonna be insane. December and January, it's gonna be insane.
I got to be there. I got to get there.
Yes. We had another showcase last month. Well, actually, we had about a week or two ago, and it was incredible. So, I cannot imagine this one coming up, then my birthday bash with Laurie Edwards singing to the ladies. It's going to be, I hope I can survive it.
Oh, my
I really
God.
Do.
Oh, man.
Thank you
really
for
do.
The information, man. Oh,
definitely.
My God.
Because indie artists, they need to have that exposure. They need to feel, you know, that their music matters. And
yes.
if I have a spot
yes.
and a stage, I'm going
yes.
to show love. And I'm
yes.
going to allow that exposure to happen. Because we're not exposed. It's hard.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then when you have an awesome singer and an awesome friend like my Luther, you know, I have to definitely put him on. That's
yes.
a must.
Oh, man. Thank you, thank you.
And
thank you for all
the love and support for all the artists.
I wanted to also add that I know that Laurie indicated that, you know, I'm calling out of the Washington, D.C. area, but what he did not put an emphasis on, not only is he musically inclined, but large. He has a big heart for children, and he serves his community. I know that we held the Talent Fashion Showcase, which is a crime prevention organization in Washington, in which he came down to serenade. And I myself am a council member for the state of Maryland for child abuse and neglect. And I just want to say that there's nothing under the umbrella of my breath that I would not do to support this gentleman and all his accolades.
Always.
Exactly.
I love this. Sister.
Exactly.
Love this.
Exactly.
Sister.
Because, you know,
man,
you're blessed with when you have an unselfish heart.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People gravitate to you when you have an unselfish
heart. Yes, he has a
heart. Yes, he is. He's just a sweetheart. He really is. I was speaking to him last night. I was frustrated. And just speaking to him, I felt uplifted. And not many people can do that, you know.
Yeah.
So one good heart knows another good heart.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's how the magic happens. You know, because I always say encouragement is magic. It really is. So he encouraged me, and I felt much better after I hung up the phone. Like, you know what? Yeah, let's do this. Because he can tell you, I was tight last night.
After
speaking with him, I just felt like, you know what? Everything is going to be all right. And it is.
Definitely. They're making me feel like an angel.
Oh, well, I know I got to come and step in your presence so you can make me feel all right, too.
Hey,
I tell you, he's the one to talk to because he is, you know, he's real, and that is definitely, you know, lacking today is realness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the main quality about him I like is the realness. He's genuinely, you know, real. is he's genuine.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think that should be I think he should write a song, or his next album should be titled Genuine.
There you go, Laurie. There it is.
Laurie.
Boom.
Because it's real. He's, you know, genuine. You know.
Well, you have to. We are so attracted to people that carry compassion. And Laura,
yes,
you have passion in your heart for the music you put out and your poetic song. So I love you for that. I love you for that.
Man.
You keep doing what you're doing. Caller, there's another caller that just clicked in. Go ahead and speak your name, please. Hello? All right, we will continue. And thank you, everyone.
Hey, I think somebody said something.
Hello? Speak up, please.
Hello. Yeah, this is Middle Soul from Chicago.
What up, Middle Soul, baby?
C-O-E-T. What's going on? What's
going on?
C-O-E-T just in the building. What's going on, Larry?
So much, man. Enjoying this interview, soaking up the love, man. Glad you called in, man. Just vibing. A great interview, facilitated by Miss Moss. And I'm just feeling the love, brother. You know, they played, you know, my phones and interviewed. I talked a little bit about POET. My sister's on the line showing me mad love from Miss Juanetta in Virginia to Miss Samantha and Poor Crandall and Washington, D.C., to my homegirl in the Bronx, Miss Linda Michelle, is getting ready. And now you, and Kylie Brown, show some love. So, you know, I'm feeling all this.
Well, you know. Yeah, we definitely, you know, come in and show some love and whatnot. It wouldn't be right unless we called in and showed that love. So, you know,
right,
definitely.
Vice versa.
I'm going to see if I can make that move in January. I wouldn't be able to, you know, attend the event they had going in December because I'd be just coming from Atlanta, Underground Fest in Atlanta. So, but I'm gonna definitely see if I can make that move to Austin.
Well, let me know,
I'm gonna see if I can make that happen.
Let me know.
I'm gonna
try my best to make sure you're comfortable. You know.
Oh yeah, I already know. And it'd be my first time in New York too, so it'd definitely be.
Oh what?
Definitely.
Your first time in New York?
Oh shoot!
Wow.
It's over.
Too much.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
We'll say nothing. Blind man,
oh my goodness!
Right in front of you, like the elephant in the room.
I think I hear somebody talking. I know their voice.
Go ahead, person. Whoever it is, speak, and then I have to continue the show. Go ahead, ladies first.
Hi, Lorraine. This is Sylvia Blaylock. I just wanted to shout you out, sweetheart.
Thank you. How you doing? I'm getting from California.
You know
I'm well.
You know I'm well. You've been such a supporter and practically a personal jukebox for a couple of shows. I love that you did a couple of dedications. And I just love your work. Love your work.
Thank you. Thank you. I think you're a fantastic poet, too. Thanks.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you for calling on the show.
Absolutely. It's a rare and wonderful thing when you have other singers in the poetry community. You know, we stick together.
Yeah.
I love your work.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let somebody else get on the mic now. You have a great show.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's continue. Laurie, I would like for you to mention your website information and give any social sites online where our audience can follow you and where we can purchase your music. Can you go ahead and give that information, please, right now?
Okay, all right. You can purchase my album, Poetic Love, So Incredible, that you heard earlier, at www.larie.bandcamp.com. Find me on Facebook, Larie D. Edwards. I'm on Instagram. I forgot to mention that. Larie Edwards on IG. One word. I'm on Twitter. Twitter.com/soulofLarie. I'm on YouTube. Larie Edwards on YouTube. YouTube, and Larry Edwards on SoundCloud.
All right, okay. All right. I have a tweet from a person that's asking on any of your new projects that's upcoming, on any new music, like in the R&B hip-hop sounds, are you going to have any rap artists on any of your music tracks?
Matter of fact, I have an artist, a Hispanic brother who's an awesome artist here in the Bronx, New York area by the name of L.A.B. He's going to be guest starring with me on one of my songs for the EP. Being that it's an EP, you know, he's the only one, but a mixtape, I'll have a mixtape coming soon where I'll be featuring him and some other artists and a couple of rappers. I love working with him, especially if we click, you know. So, yes, I will.
And
I think speaking of MCs, I don't know, it's up to you, but I think my man, I hear his voice, Brother Rob might be on the phone. He's also a poet.
Okay, go ahead and speak.
I didn't know if I was in queue or not. So,
oh my God.
He back in
the I got almost 10 people sitting on air right now, and you got to learn how to speak up loud.
Oh, my bad. So, you know what? It's probably this cheap ass earpiece I got. It should work
for me. Rob, PG.
Is that better?
Yes.
Is that better?
Speak up loud. Yes.
Yeah. I just called them to show some support and stuff and whatnot. You know, me and Larry, we go way back and stuff, man. Before Larry moved up to New York, we was down here in D.C. doing our thing on a regular basis and stuff. And just called to show support and love and whatnot. And, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling on the show.
Awesome collab partner. You're going to hear from him, too, along with me. My upcoming project.
Yes,
Brother Rob, the poet friend. Also,
All right. Thank you for calling on the show. Thank you. Wow.
Not a problem.
Wow.
Not a problem.
All right. So I would like Laurie Edwards for you to mention your upcoming performances that's coming up soon.
Well, LaLinda had mentioned that big one in January. And I have another one coming up in a couple of Mondays at Red Lobster in Harlem, next to the Apollo Theater, called the Seek Your Mind series. Check my page for that. I'm still finalizing the date for that. And as well as the new year, I'm finalizing some dates for Chicago, Los Angeles, and a couple of shows here in New York, more shows here in New York as well. And Atlanta, I'm coming back to ATL soon. So if anybody from ATL is listening or tweeting or whatever, next time I come back, man, come to the show. I had an awesome time.
All right. I have one more tweet, the last tweet, saying, what was your first encore performance? What city?
Oh, wow. The first encore performance. I actually was two of them. One of them, God rest his soul, was my grandfather, James Andrews. I sung an old gospel hymn called If I Could Help Somebody, and my father, Larry D. Edwards Sr., played behind me, and the church really felt me. I was 16 years old, and they really were, let's just say they were touched, you know. And but I would have to say my encore performance of all was when I attended Norfolk State University, and the late Clarence Murray, God rest his soul, he had me perform You Are My Lady by Freddie Jackson at the Miss Norfolk State University pageant. And the response I got for weeks was just uplifting and encouraging.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, you just had to be there. It was,
yeah,
I mean, I felt like a star. I ain't even graduated college yet, you know.
We're almost coming to a close to our showcase. You are more welcome to give a shout out to the supporters, persons in your family and friends that support you in your musical journey here. Go ahead, Mr. Edwards.
Man, I just want to shout out everybody listening, because I don't want to take up a whole plethora, but it's a whole plethora of people. Everybody that called in, from Samantha, LaLinda, Nettie, Kylie, the whole POET movement, Black Ice, Brother O, Big Mike, Dub C's, Titan, Queen Amina. But first, I have to give a special shout out, last and never last, actually first, my mother and my father. My mom, who is a breast cancer survivor, Miss Gloria Taylor Edwards, I love you.
All right,
I'll be
now.
Seeing you for Thanksgiving. Larry D. Edwards Sr., the rest of my family, you know, that I haven't touched. Just everybody, if I don't mention your name, because, you know, unfortunately you have time constraints. So if I don't mention your name, just charge it to my head, not my heart, you know. So anybody
right.
that's thinking of me or befriending me, you know.
Right, right. So are you going to be singing on Thanksgiving Day at the table?
I'm going to be eating and watching the game. listen, holidays to me are just days off to see your family and eat and sleep and watch the game. Yeah, that too.
Amen.
That's, I'm not singing that, you know. I may be singing a shower or something, but that's my
Okay, last but not least, the last question. What are your words of wisdom for those that are suffering out here in the world today? A message you would like to deliver, any advice to people that wants to get into the music industry as you?
The best thing I can say is this. You always be in touch with your spiritual self. You know, that's a whole lot deeper than I care to explain. But those that are listening on the line, they, you know, that know what I'm talking about, that's a little conscious, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Tap into your spiritual side and the godlike qualities of yourself. Okay. Number two, it's just going to take perseverance. It's going to take effort. It's going to take determination. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to see a lot of things that you're not going to like. But you, bottom line is you have to be persistent and you have to keep going for it. And you just can't just settle on it being the end-all, be-all to your life. I mean, the world is big. You might tap into something else you might like to do along with that. So I just say just have fun with it. You know, have fun with it. Enjoy it. Because you're not going to be happy with it all the time. So just enjoy it, embrace it, and just keep putting the work in. And when you have the true love for the craft and true love of what you do, it will carry you places that you'll never think that you would have made it to. But if you just don't have an understanding of business and how things work, then you're in for a long road. But just enjoy, learn all you can, and just be persistent.
Amen. Thank you for that. Beautiful message. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you. And, you know, Laurie Edwards, you are always welcome to come back on my show on any updates on your projects and your music or any events. I love your music. I will follow you for life. I love your voice. You're always welcome to come back on the show. And the last song I will play will be called Fallen. I love this soundtrack. Do you have a little bit of story behind this soundtrack here, Fallen, before I sign out?
It started on the outro to my Poetic Love CD. I had someone do a spoken word composition. That was the end of our brown. That was the tail end of the Brown Sugar moment at the end of the CD. We have fell in love, and, you know, but I decided to turn it into an actual song. So, you know, pretty much
all
not
right.
a whole story theme about it, but, you know.
All right. Well, thank you. Everyone, I want to appreciate and thank you for your support, for calling in on the show.
We love
thank
you,
you all. Thank you
well,
so much.
I love
much.
Y'all, too. Love you, Sam.
Thank
I'm
you.
See you soon.
Thank
love
you.
You.
Thank
and
you.
I'm
all
the for hosting you.
Oh, thank you.
yeah. Thank you, Ms. Martin.
Laurie, if you have any last words you want to say, you can go ahead and speak now. Last cut.
I'm going to just do this for all the ladies on the line right quick.
Yeah, go
baby,
ahead.
You know I'm falling.
Oh, my God.
I love you more than my eyes can see.
I promise to love you more than anything. Wanna be your all in all, forever I'll be. I wanna give you all the love you deserve and more. Protect my heart forever. I'm falling for you, baby.
Oh,
see,
my
see, that, see, that'll get you in trouble right there. That'll get you in trouble right there.
Oh, man, the monitor's going off. They're getting ready to ask for a phone number.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, Laurie Edwards, you have a blessed evening. Everyone on air still, y'all have a blessed evening. Thank you all for your support by calling on the show. And keep in touch,
thank
Lori
so
Edwards.
Much. Thank you so
all
much.
All right, everyone. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. Everyone, this is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss, your host with the most. This is Brenda Moss signing out. This is Fallen by Lori Edwards. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Baby, you know how I fall. I love you more than my eyes can see. I promise to love you with everything. Wanna be your all in all, forever I'll be. I will give you all the love you deserve. Our bond will show. Baby, promise to leave me never and protect my heart.